You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sportsbet BS Hotline, state your emergency.
Yeah, it's me partner's group. Me mate Dave, I reckons he bought in.
Okay, hang up now.
What?
And join Sportsbet's Bet with Mates. It's group betting without all the BS. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
The Odds Couple. Starting your weekend of racing off right. Picking winners with SEN's best tipsters.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Odds Couple. Great to have your company Saturday morning as per usual, wherever you may be around this wonderful country called Australia, the state of Victoria, the city of Melbourne. We welcome you warmly as we do every Saturday morning. A bit of a different lineup today with also a special guest. Things are changing here because Big Lurcho, he had to have a bit of a holiday. Lurch, he needed to have a spell and he's up on the Gold Coast. He's sunning himself. He's going to ring in a bit later on and have a chat, maybe a trot stip because they're going woefully at the moment. And he'll join us a little later on. But a man, look, he just won't not show up. He just never not show. He just shows up week in, week out. He's a terrier, absolute terrier. David Taggart, good morning.
Morning, Scoop. Yeah, little Jack Russell. Love those breeds. Used to have them, of course. Little Bobby. But, yeah, no Lurch today. But no fear, the Punters Club is still here. Okay. And, of course, we're the Odds Couple. And there's two of us. So we're back to normal. Normality.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, it's good.
Yeah, you know.
Have the originators back. But the special guest, we'll leave that for a moment. He's going to come and join us shortly.
In the studio?
Only 3 or 4 minutes away. No, he's not. He's by phone. He's become a little aloof.
Okay.
A little aloof that he won't sort of hang out
with
us.
I'm all excited. I don't even know who it is.
No,
but anyway.
Well, it's something I've organised for you,
on
you know,
the
earlier.
Oh.
Just something a little bit left of centre.
Is that payback from me organising last week for you when you tailed up Animo and made Alligator Blood your best and we did a little clip wrapping you up? But anyway, any news today?
Radio silence on that for 7 days. But that's okay. Well, that's okay. I've lived with that. I've come out the other end. Yes, there is. There's Jigger news.
Jigger.
Are we dancing? We haven't broken it this morning, but you've told us about the
Yeah, so the
Jigger
Ricky
news.
McMahon and of course, the so-called Rockhampton Jigger Inquiry. Birdsville. It was for the Birdsville Cup. There was a photographer, of course, taking snap photos of track work and to wrap up the Birdsville carnival, as you would say, because, you know, they have that meaning and it's very big. And next thing, Ricky McMahon's holding a jigger in his hand, isn't it? So that inquiry started yesterday.
Started, right. Okay. What happened day one in Tripod Report?
Well, I'll tell you what, I still don't really know much about it, but I know Ricky McMahon is blaming the trainer.
Is he?
Yeah, Toddy Austin. And Todd Austin hasn't said a lot, but... Sort of.
We haven't heard from Todd yet.
He's man of few words, Todd.
Are we?
But unlucky.
Ricky's
so he's
riding
track
under
work.
The bus.
Next thing he's throwing him under the bus. But he's the one holding the jigger. You're allowed to say no, Ricky.
Yeah.
So all that's happening. But how unlucky? You know, a photographer's there to take snaps so they can put it on the Birdsville poster saying to promote the cups and the carnival, and that happens. So.
There's a thing
well,
that
you shouldn't
goes
be doing
around
it anyway.
On Twitter, and I've never opened it, but it says, you know, photos, if people could have just, you know, managed the background better or just the way they were dressed. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And
faux pas photos.
Yeah. This would be a classic one, you know, the Birdsville and there's the jigger in the hand. Terrible. Oh, well that, the
students anyway.
Will get to the bottom of that. Great week. You know, I know the spring carnival's just... been and gone, but still lots happening. Obviously, racing going to the regions. We've got the Ballarat Cup today. We've got the Gong up at Kembla Grange.
But what about the West?
The West has got the railway. We've got going to the Sunshine Coast as their main meeting today. But also all the cups around. You know, Ballarat I've mentioned, Tatura, Penshurst, Kilmore all this weekend. It's brilliant. Still fantastic racing around the place.
Yeah, it's it just doesn't stop. There's a lot of country cups still going on. I know the calendar's changed immensely. Like Ballarat Cup used to be Melbourne Cup.
And it used to be 2200, didn't it?
In 2200, they've changed it to 2000. Like the railway, like that was, they used to have that was over Christmas, wasn't it? Oh, Christmas, New Year. I know the cup's still New Year's in Perth on New Year's Day. So railway, we've got the Northerly next week or the Kingston Town. Yeah, so it's still great racing, but there's carnival upon carnival. But then we head into the Magic Millions.
Yep.
January, so yeah, it just doesn't stop.
Well, talking about Magic Millions, you think that's a million miles off January. Yesterday was closure for first nominations for the Blue Diamond, which is in February.
Correct.
February.
Well, we've got in Ballarat today the Magic Million races.
And 47 nominations. 947 nominations for the Blue Diamond.
For the first noms, eh?
Record number.
There you go. What is it, $200 to nom?
It's probably something
first
like that.
Noms, yeah.
Something like that.
But yeah, as you say, you got those. You got the Magic Millions today. The sports at Sportsbet.
They run the opposite way, don't they?
Not anymore. Don't they? Too much work.
Right.
Yeah. Not anymore.
When did they stop? Last year.
Last year.
They ran it the opposite way last year.
No, they stopped it the year before. So last year was going normal way. They said it's just too hard. It's just the photo finishes and the commentary box is just so hard.
Anti-clockwise.
Yeah. Mm.
So they're going our way.
Yeah.
The right way. Was Pete Moody right in having a bit of a
big
interesting
news.
Descriptive conversation about Blakeney?
Well, the owners have taken it off him as well. The horse has shifted to Kerrimah.
If those haven't heard about it, Moods felt that Blakeney Dougal gave a horse a pretty poor ride on, it was Cranbourne Cup Day.
Yeah.
Blakeney Dougal sent the report out to the owners, which was colourful. And quite descriptive of what he felt about Blake's ride. And the stewards have done him $1,000 plus $1,000 hanging over his
over
head.
2 years.
Good behaviour for 2 years.
I don't know. Like, should it have been leaked? But I mean, you've got so many owners in a one horse these days, and you're going to say, hey, listen to this, boys, what about Moody? And then it just only takes one and it spreads like wildfire.
Correct.
Like, I got it. I even received it. Like,
everyone received it.
Oh, mate, did it deserve a fine? He probably knew it was coming. It's only $1,000. But
when you're giving a bollocking, you've got to give it a bollocking.
Go back
eye
in
eye.
The 70s and 80s with George Hanlon and Jeff Murphy.
What was your best bollocking?
Oh, I've had a few. You just have a few. You know, like, they're not for radio. As you say, Peter Moody's, we can't replay, can we? But it can be frustrating for a trainer if you've actually ridden it upside down like Blake did. Mm. And then he's apologised to him. And it's the heat of the moment. It's just like anything. It is a sport.
Yes, it is. It's emotional.
Yes.
Highly emotional.
As you know, is how we carry on every day of the week.
I think it's a good sport.
Here at SN Studios.
It's a good sport.
It's a great sport.
Mm. Quite enjoyed it. It's 11 minutes after 8, David.
What? Have we run out of news?
No. Well, yes. Oh. Well, no, because this guy is the news. He's the news because he's the only person that's ever left the show, done a runner. And I don't reckon he's been kicking that many goals since he left it.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Well, he took off overseas 6 months ago, Paddy Garshagan.
Rubbish.
No.
You got him. What time is it over there in England?
Two seats on the way back. That's how many pork pies he's eaten while he's been away.
I see. Oh, he's back?
Yeah.
Well, is he wanting his job back?
No, you know, it's only a visit, he reckons.
Oh.
I reckon he's putting some.
So that means you've got to lock up your daughter?
Oh.
Eh?
Morning, Patrick.
Ring a ding ding, you're speaking to the king.
Oh, Pete Garshagan.
What a start. Just boom, boom.
Top of the morning, T. I'm at home. Rufus is looking at me going, I recognise that voice, because when I used to leave the radio on a Saturday, he used to hear David Taggart carrying like a pork chop, and he's perked up and he's up and about. But here I am. Thanks for having me on, Simon. David, is Josh there or am I?
No. You're our special guest today. Now tell
it's gone,
us.
It's gone downhill, mate, since you left us, mate, with Lurch.
What happened?
You've headed overseas. You've just packed up, gone, nothing planned, nothing organised. Where are you at?
Yeah, it didn't the overseas trip didn't work too well, did it? No, I'm only back here for a week, and then I'm off to New Zealand for a wedding, which will also be a bit of golf. And then I'm back here, and then I'm off to Hong Kong for the international races tags, your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And then I'm back to London. So just a brief little pit stop, and it's nice to hear your voices. And I had a little chat to Simon yesterday. He said he's warmed up the shotgun. He said, if you come anywhere near me, you'll be getting both barrels through.
Well, I mentioned the daughter, and he should have seen if looks could kill, mate, I'd be dead. Oh, now, the international, you're looking forward to going to Hong Kong. Jamie Carr's going to represent Australia there in the long jeans at Happy Valley on the Wednesday.
No horses.
Yeah.
Jockey, but no horses.
Oh.
No horses going, is there?
Well, we find out the field on the 23rd of this month, so it's a bit of a waiting game at the moment. It's a bit tricky to promote the event when we don't know which global superstars are going.
And I think Jamie Carr's representing Australia.
Well, for as far as jockeys go, we know Jamie Carr's going. J Mac will be over there. Well, J Mac's just causing an absolute stir over in where I'm from these days. Tags. He's obviously the world's best jockey, the Longines rankings. So he'll be. He'll be there in Hong Kong as well. But, at the moment, we don't know the horses going to Hong Kong. Normally, we have a few from Australia head over there and try and earn a crust. But at the moment, we don't really know. So we're just chipping away, Tag, and we'll find out who will be there on the 11th of December. Are you going to come over? Is SEN Track going to do a live broadcast from Sha Tin?
I'm not sure.
All budget's been taken up, mate. It's been spread evenly amongst us now that you've gone, and we're not prepared to go over there. We just like to keep putting the chips in the pocket. What are you doing in the UK? What job are you presently doing? Because it is involved in racing, isn't it?
I think he's pouring beers. He can't get a job.
No,
you're still bouncing at the local disco,
the tavern.
I try my best from time to time, and we see what happens. No, but I work for a company called World Horse Racing, so. You might have seen it on the socials. We actually just dropped a mini documentary about Flightline, Tag. You would have liked to ride Flightline.
The American horse?
The American horse. Yeah. So he's rated the world's best.
Would have got it beat, Tags.
He would have got it beat.
I doubt that very much.
Went to the Breeders' Cup Classic and won by 8 lengths. And then after 6 starts, they retired. And a lot of people saying, how can you be a legend of the sport after 6 starts? I know you've got a collective winning margin of about 100 lengths. Every time he went to the races, he won by 20 lengths. But still, you can't be an immortal or a legend of the sport if you've only had 6 starts, Tags. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, probably spot on. But when the horse is valued at what he did, we spoke about him last Saturday here, and he's worth just too much money at stud. So, yeah, it's the way he's done it. And he's retired as what, one of the best ever rated horses? Or the highest rated horse in...
I think he's the third highest rated horse ever.
Ever. You're talking Secretariat as well. And I mean,
Well, that's a comparison a lot of people have been drawing between Flightline and Secretariat. And then obviously Secretariat raced, I think, 31 times. Did lose a few times. But, you know, when Flightline's only raced 6 times, and it's a bit tricky to draw a comparison. But I did text Simon. I did say, was that you who bought 2.5% of Flightline for 6 million Australian? and he just pied me. He didn't respond. So I just assumed that he was off at the Bahamas, sitting in his rocking chair, drinking a mojito and just enjoying life. Yeah.
Well, Flightline's rated at the end of his career after 143. Now, Frankel, the only two horses above him in history have been Frankel at 147 and Seabird at 145.
Yeah.
He's a stunner. He's a superstar. So World Horse Racing, so you're getting around to the key meetings all around the world. Did you go to the Kentucky Derby?
Simon, I was still waxing lyrical with you in the SEN studio when the Kentucky Derby was on. That was in May. But I did go to the Ark.
Yeah, okay.
I was at the Ark. To be honest, if anyone ever has any thoughts of trying to get over Longchamp for the Ark, please do. It was one of the best things I've ever done. I was obviously there in a work capacity, but seeing El Panista win that
at Longchamp, and just the whole feel around the race in itself, you can see why Bray Sokolsky and Connections really wanted to get the mare very elegant into the race. It was purely one of the most amazing things I've ever experienced, to be honest. It was, you know, we've done Melbourne Cups, we've done all that sort of stuff, but the Arc in Paris was one of the best things I've ever done, and you can see why they call that the premier mile and a half in the world tags. Yeah. I only wish you could have gone over there and tried to win one of those back in your heyday.
Yeah, I know. Well, of course, Gary Moore won one of those as an Australian. He rode in Hong Kong and he trains now here in Australia.
I think there's 12 or 13 Australian jockeys have won an ARC.
Yes.
That's a pretty remarkable stat for a country which doesn't send many horses over to
Europe. Fair dinkum. 12 or 13 Australian jockeys. Couldn't be.
Yeah, that sounds too many.
Couldn't be.
I reckon Scobie's won one. Ronnie Hutchison.
Might have been two or three. I can't say 12 or 13.
Gary Moore.
We'll go to the judge and the listeners can as well.
Okay.
I think it's 12 or 13, around that number, Australian jockeys have won the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe in a Longchamp.
Now, going to Hong Kong, is that that's for work as well?
Yep, I'll be over there. So just stripping it back, so I work for this company, World Horse Racing, and basically we just create a bit of content around racing, and we're trying to grow the sport globally. So the guys are actually over here for the Melbourne Cup, and then we had guys over there in Keeneland for the Breeders' Cup. Yep. I had to stay in London and just make sure the ship was sailing nicely through the torrid waters.
What are you saying? You're a journalist now?
No, mate. I'm growing the sport, Tags. That's how we say. I'm not here trying to tip the card on a Wednesday afternoon like you and old Kilometres, your mate. But I'm just over there just trying to grow the sport on a worldwide scale, David Taggart. So hopefully when June rolls around for Royal Ascot next year, we'll get to see you, and we'll get to see Simon, and we'll get to see Cam, and we'll get to see Josh if he's ever in town, and we'll go from there.
Huge.
Well, yeah, we really look forward to that.
Mm.
That really do. It's been fantastic having you back on. It's flattened both of us.
He said we haven't got much in general chat, so we need you on it.
Mate, we've got always plenty, mate.
We need you to pat us through the first chat, mate.
Nothing has changed. If we haven't got anything, we just make it up. Nothing has changed since you've left, be assured. Mate, good to hear you going well over there. Enjoy your short time back in Australia. Good to have you back. Good to hear your voice. Keep smiling and keep doing well, and we look forward to chatting you again down the track.
Very good, mate. And very nice of you to extend the olive branch of invitation yesterday, and so we'll catch up for a beer. So I'm looking forward to that maybe next week.
I can't remember doing that.
Thanks, Paddy.
Good to chat.
See you, Paddy. Good to chat. 21 after 8, Chris Nelson coming up shortly, Corey Smith. Will join us a little later on. Josh Jenkins will give us a trots tip and let us know all those sports bet movements a little later in the show. So lots more to come. Chris Nelson on the other side.
G'day, punters. It's Tags on behalf of JJ and the Sports Bet Punters Club for today. You're wondering, where is JJ? He's on holidays. Much deserved. Big lurch. But guess what? It's still going to get run. And he's up on the Gold Coast and he'll be putting on all our bets. So what we need for you to do, if you want to enter the Sports Bet Punters Club, is your name, your suburb, your sports bet username, and the code word Railway. That's right, Railway, to 0433 98 11 16. That's 0433 98 11 16, or 0499 736 736. That's to get involved in the Sports Bet Punters Club. We have huge day of racing today. Of course, we've got the $1 million gong up at Kembla Grange. We've got the Sports Bet Ballarat Cup here in Victoria, and of course the $1.5 million railway. So punters, get involved. Text your name, suburb, sports bet username, and the code word Railway.
The Odds Couple, starting your weekend of racing off right, picking winners with SEN's best tipsters.
Yep, best in the business. David Taggart with us this morning. Chris Nelson's up north, our Racing Queensland man. Queensland is your place to race this year. And they've gone into the countryside as well, as the metro meetings in both New South Wales and Victoria have this Saturday. So have Queensland, headed to the Sunshine Coast. Chris Nelson, good morning.
Simon, good morning. Tags.
Good morning.
I don't know who else is there. Anyone else there?
No, just the two of us today. Lurch is actually up your way. You want to keep an eye out. He'll be belting around there some stage today.
On the Gold Coast. Yep.
He'll have his budgie smugglers on and sort of out on the beach.
Coconut oil.
He'll certainly stand out.
The way he's been hoovering those potato cakes and flake, deep fried flake. I don't think he'll have the budgie smugglers on for much longer.
Happens to all of us, Simon. It does. Unfortunately. Yeah, we've got a massive day. Sunny Coast today is the start of the summer carnival up here. The Mooloolaba Cup and the Swiss Ace Plate are the highlights race-wise. But we get to see this three-year-old of Tony Gollan's, race five, number six, Golden Boom. Now, there is a massive boom around this one.
Wow.
Very, very impressive at the trials. And then he bolted in on debut in a recent Sunday meeting. So I think he's about $1.40.
Yeah, and $1.45
on him tags.
Yeah, $1.45. Yeah.
Hard to tip against him. But look, it is a tougher race today, and he has drawn an awkward gate. So where they end up early will be very interesting to see, whether they push on, try and set outside the lead, or maybe just try and take a trail and gain some cover. Tony Gollan didn't give much away yesterday when we asked him, unfortunately.
Well, when he won his maiden by a bit over six lengths, but he ran time, Chris. He ran 57.1, so he broke the clock too. So they know they've got something special there.
Well, and the way that he did it, Tags, I mean, Ryan just sort of sat there on him. It was a length clear on just before the turn. Then all of a sudden he was three lengths clear and Ryan was still sitting there quietly. And then he was five lengths clear and he still hadn't moved.
Okay,
and he ended up winning by over six. So looks like there's a lot left in the tank there with him. So he's the highlight on the track for the day for mine.
Well, what's his racing number?
Race five, number six, Golden Boom.
Okay.
Mm.
What else you got?
All right, I think we kick off with race three, number two, Soothsayer's got some good form behind a nice one up here by the name of Yellow Brick, trained by Tony and Madison Sears, who's heading towards races during the Magic Millions Carnival. Soothsayer will go forward here, just sort of sit nice and handy, if not in front, right on the pace, and I think he'll be too good for them. Number two, Soothsayer. Race six, number nine, Logan Street Lion, one of Chris Waller's, was a good winner at Eagle Farm on Melbourne Cup Day. Just sort of ground to the line late and arrived, but you look at the way that race was run, they didn't go hard at all in front. So his effort to run down the leader was a very good one. He's a horse you've seen down there. He's a 1,400-metre specialist, and I think he can win again race six, number nine. And I'll just throw one out there in the Mooloolaba Cup, race eight. It's always an open race. Number 11, Street Dancers, double-figure odds.
Mm.
One run back, caught the eye running on. Gets a lovely run here from the gate. Home track, David Van Dyke. Just get the sort of feeling this race might have been set for this horse. So I'm happy to have something each way. Street Dancer at a price tag.
Yeah, he's $13, backed in from 20s. And, of course, he's second up, and he's had two goes second up for a win and a second. So that's all right. So I'm gonna take your all up with Soothsayer and Logan Street Lion and throw Golden Boom in as well, just to get that extra.
As an each way or a win tag?
Win. Just go
win,
the
all
win.
Wins.
Just
bang.
Always take Chris O's.
No mucking around.
Double, but I'm going to take a treble because of the odds on Popper. You think he's just going to be too good for him.
And what's that paying, the treble?
No idea. Went top tote.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Thanks for the information. Appreciate it.
I will get it for you, though.
As per usual, we're getting on pretty well here on Saturday morning, Chris.
Well, it is called the odds couple.
Soussay, 260.
Hang on, here we go.
$1.45. And what was it, race six?
Race
8, number 11. The other one, sorry. Race 6, number 9.
And you'll get around about $10.50 for that.
That's all right.
For that treble,
What about top tote?
Well, it's top tote, mate. You don't know. How am I meant to know you, moron?
Chris, great chatting to you. Enjoy the sunny coast this afternoon.
Will do, guys.
And we'll hear you on SEN Track from what time do you start today,
Midday.
Chase? Midday, SEN Track.
I won't be today. I'm on track today at the sunny coast, so Sam Hyland will be your man today.
Oh, okay, right.
He'll be on air with you guys all day, I think.
Yeah, he'll have
all the winners.
All right. Yep. Enjoy the five-star hospitality you're obviously getting at the sunny coast today. Chris Nelson joining us, talking all things racing Queensland, and Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. Those numbers from Chris Nelson, race five, number six, race three, number two, race six, number nine, and race eight, number 11. each way there on the Sunshine Coast today. Time for us a quick break. Corey Smith on the other side, and then we'll touch base with Joshy Jenkins and we'll get his thoughts on the gong and the railway and everything that's going to transpire at Ballarat later this afternoon.
And the guineas there.
Welcome back to the Odds Couple tags. I think what did you just say then? And the guineas.
There's a WA guineas
there.
Yeah,
we're not looking at that. We're not going to look at
the railway.
No, we're going to look at the railway. We'll look at the gong. But that's shortly.
Later on.
Shortly. Not now. There's no railway and the gong going on at Sandown tomorrow. There's some good greyhound racing going on. Corey Smith.
Not tonight.
No, there's nothing tonight.
Wow.
Nothing tonight. Come on, keep up. G'day, Corey.
It actually is tonight, Scoob. So I've thrown you under the bus again.
Mate, this could be the last time you come on. Look at him. He's gone to 6 foot. He's gone from 5'2" to 6 foot now. He's just staring at me, poking his tongue out. Nah, 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 nah.
No, we raced at the Meadows last night during this Dream Chasers Festival.
Hurry up.
Sandown have taken over the Saturday night race for 3 weeks. So this is the second
cool.
of the third week.
Good.
We had the Meadows last night. We have Sandown tonight. We've still got... we're back to the Saturday night on the 3rd of December, Scoob. So there's still the City View Bistro on the Friday nights. We've got a kids' night on the 3rd of December, back on the Saturday night. And then we have Group 1 racing on the 10th and then the Phoenix on the 17th. So there's a lot to take in there. But if we can remember that, I'll try not to throw you under the bus.
Good.
I'll put myself on probation.
Yeah, well, we can get you off probation if you can find us a winner at Sandown tonight.
All right, I think I've got a couple for you. It's just a cracking night of racing at Sandown. It's 12 Group 1 heats. 4 heats of the Bold Trees over 7:15, and then we also have 8 heats of the Melbourne Cup, the big one, over the 5:15 metres, sponsored by Sportsbet, of course. In the 715-metre race, the Sportsbet Bold Trees, my best bet is Race 3, number 2, Saar Bell, getting around $2.40. It's the WA Raider. In this race, all the competitors have some sort of question marks. The second favourite is first go over the 700 metres. Some of the others are a little bit out of form or we haven't seen them for a while. And then race 5, number 2 for the Sportsbet Melbourne Cup heats. It's heat number 1, and I'm with Zippy Tesla. If you put a line through his Top Gun run, he'd be $1.80 in this. We're getting $2.90 because he was so poor last start in the Group 1 Top Gun. I'm just putting a line through it, fingers crossed, that was just an aberration and he can get back to his best. He won't lead. There's lots of pace in 3, 4 and 5. He'll likely come out last or near last, but he's very, very strong. So if he lobs right behind them, then it is all over for mine. So race 3, number 2, Saar Bell, and race 5, number 2, Zippy Tesla. And if you want any more information on that, Jason Adams and myself will be going live on the Sandown Greyhounds Facebook page in about 20 minutes' time. And we'll be able to go through runner by runner of all 96 that are competing in the 12 Group 1 heats tonight. So there'll be plenty of information. And if you have any questions, feel free to fire them through because it's an interactive preview, something a little bit different that we're trialling.
Good work, Corey. Look forward to chatting to you again next week. Enjoy what's happening out there at Sandown over the next 3 weeks. The world's richest greyhound race, the Meadows, December 17. The Phoenix, tickets at dreamchaserfestival.com.au. We're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we'll have Joshy Jenkins. We'll have a look at the gong. We'll have a look at the railway. And then Ballarat. What a ripping day's racing we've got up at the Rat this afternoon.
The Odds Couple. Starting your weekend of racing off right. Picking winners with SEN's best tipsters.
18 minutes to 9 o'clock, time to get into it. Firstly, interstate. Let's go to Perth firstly. I hope we've got Joshy Jenkins
we've got no lurch.
Joining us. Yeah, no. Just making sure.
It's only early over
apparently
there.
Apparently he's just splashing his face. He's just woken up.
It's 20 to 8 over there.
Yeah. No.
Hour behind.
Yeah, no.
Which suits Lurch.
Yeah, he's apparently up and about. He's just been for a little jog on the beach and the budgie smugglers and he's now with us. Good morning, Lurch.
What do you blokes want?
Hey?
Not you.
What do you mean, what are we on?
Trying to have a What do you want? I'm trying to have a break.
Well, we need you on,
Saturday, mate, and it's big day on the punt, so you won't be having a day off, put it that way.
No show without punch, pal.
Seriously, unbelievable, you blokes. Well, what?
We're going to have a look at the railway. You got the form in front of you? You got the market movers in front of you?
Oh, I've got everything in front of me, mate. Everything's just a fingertip away. So what do you need, Simon?
We need the market movers in the railway.
Have you got the tricks of the trade there, mate?
I've got a few. We're going all the way over to Perth, are we? You're kidding me. Let's go to the railway stakes, race 8. What time is it? It's going to be a quarter to eight time. A quarter to eight your time. Alaskan Gods the favourite for Chrissy Parnham.
Can't win.
Equal favourite. Tricks of the Trade at 460. Carly's Karma at 750. Ironclad the Victorian at $13.
Yeah, Tricks of the Trade. As you say, it's back from 550 and a 460. The Barrier beat it the other day. Drew 16 out of 16 and still run a respectable third. Draws a much better gate here. And after the scratchings, it might even come into Barrier 6. So it's going to have a lovely run from that gate. Unlike the favourite, Alaskan God, who is a WA Derby winner from last year, Scoob.
Yep. You don't think he's got the class to win the role?
Oh, he's got the class, but he's too short. He's 1 second up. But he is an easing favourite, $4 out of 460. Is that right, JJ?
It is. Mate, you're in bed when Ascot Racing's on. How do you know all this stuff about West Australian
Racing?
I
don't know what's going on, mate. Hey, come on.
He's up with it.
There's a thing called replays.
He's up with it.
Well, should we go to Kembla Grange and look at the Gong? I'll tell you what, I like the Gong and the Hunter. I reckon these are good races.
Well,
and
let's have a look at both of them then. Why don't we do that? Well,
it's a good betting race, the Gong. Race number 8 over the mile. Riadini is your favourite at $6. So $6 a field here. Old Flame at $6.50. Brutality at 7. Hope in Your Heart at 7.50. It's a very, very good betting race.
Yeah, Old Flame, you know J-Mac, he said he'd love to have ridden him. But he's in Hong Kong tomorrow. Yeah, so there's a stuff up with flights and they can't get a night flight. So he has to go there during the day. So that's why he's missing out on Kembla Grange today. But my little buddy, Just Folk, he just cannot draw a barrier. Barrier 17 again. He's at $23. He's went over. He's well over the odds, Just Folk.
He's staying with Just Folk?
Oh, I don't know. That barrier worries me. Yeah. What do you reckon,
who
JJ?
Who wins the Gong?
I have no idea.
Who wins the Gong, JJ?
I'm going to give him one more go. One more go on a good track over the mile. I'm going to give Colding one more go.
Oh, $21.
Okay. Last go. One last chance.
In Colding's best form, just wins the Gong, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, you'd think
that's,
so.
That's
he's
right.
Gone off the smashes mile, hasn't he?
I think Promise of Success will win the Gong. There you go.
Rusty.
There you go, Rosemont.
Tell you that for nothing. Okay, what's the other race you wanted to have a look at? Where is the...
Now that's it. Well, do you want to have a look at the Warra?
Yeah, the Warra, there it is. Sorry.
Over 1,000 metres.
Have a look at the Warra of the sprinters.
Bjorn Baker's got the favourite there with Melkovich at $3.10. Dragonstone for Mark Newnham and Tommy Sherry at $5.50. And Ephelric for Godolphin, 14 tags, 14 into 6.
Hey, that's a good go, isn't it? Yeah, there's
that's
been a few deductions,
go.
Though. There's 28 cents out of the pool, though.
Yes, there is. There's been a bit of money come out, but there's been genuine market support for Ephelric with Zach Lloyd, the 3 kilogram claiming apprentice on board.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Well, what do you like there, Tags?
Oh, mate, this is a tough little race. I've still got to go home and manipulate that little bit of Sydney to for this afternoon.
Right, so you haven't done it?
Yeah, correct.
Right. Manipulate it.
Yeah. Dragonstone, geez, he's as honest as they come. I still would have liked to have seen him do a bit more this time in, but. Is he just outclassed? I don't know.
All right.
Malkovich was a good run the other day.
Oh, it's been good radio, anyway. It's been ripping
it's
radio.
This is a tough little race again. The
giving no one anything. That's what we're here for on Saturday morning. Fantastic.
Now,
how's the holiday going, Lurch?
Hang on. I'm with On the Lead at $18 for Karen McAvoy and the Friedman camp. There, I reckon it's
another
a good chance. Yeah, the son of I'm Invincible, second up. I reckon he can give a sight from Barrier 1. So there you go. There's something for nothing as well.
Good. Well, you're staying with us to do Ballarat, aren't you?
Beg your pardon?
You're not?
No.
No, I will. I'll be here. I'll just go up the lift, drop off a few takeaway coffees, and I'll be locked in.
Good man. Okay, we'll speak to you shortly. After the break, we'll come back and we'll go through the Ballarat card. We'll be right back.
Odds Couple. Starting your weekend of racing off right. Picking winners with SEN's best tipsters.
Yep, but here we go. Ballarat, provincial today, Ballarat Cup Day. The big Magic Millions race, a ripping card at Ballarat. Racing going provincially, what a highlight it's going to be for the race fans up in the Western District. The track is a good four, showers late in the day, perfect morning at the minute. So we're going to have a ripping surface to have this meeting on. Mr. Jenkins, let's kick things off with you and Mr. Taggart finding a winner right over the card here at Ballarat.
Yeah, boys. Make sure you get your pens, pencils, crayons, form guides be ready. And JJ, what have you got for us today?
Well, just quickly and very quickly, every race live and free, trotsvision.com.au. A quick multi for tonight because Simon just left them off. Race 4, number 3, the place. Race 5, number 5, the win. Race 8, number 2, the win. And race 9, number 1, the place. I promise you, Simon, that will be winning. I'll give you a half money back guarantee. Now, Ballarat, race number one is probably where we'll start, 10 minutes past 12. And there's been plenty of good moves here. Hypothetical $3 into 250, a horse who's won 3 from 5 thus far. It's been well supported in early markets for the Freedmans. Race number two over the 7 furlongs. And we see El Padrino for Mar Eustace, 480. Into $4. Yeah, DK, the favourite, just been $3.10 out to $3.20. Race 3 is the Magic Millions Ballarat 2-year-old classic. Formerly used to run backward, now they run forward. Sassy Boom on debut at $4 out from $3.30. Pretty good move for Get Along for Uncle Wayne. Ben Malam on board, having its third run, 11 into $6. So good support there for that young galloper. Race 4. Over the 1,100, Ice Pick Nick, 380, solid at the price, resuming today. And some money for Naheem Sahail.
Yes.
$8 into $7 tags. You like that horse?
Run second the other day. Yeah, he's opening the bat tonight.
Over the mile, race 5, unanimous.
Yes, baby.
50, another Mar Eustace runner. They've got heaps. That sounds like you're keen on that horse tags.
Well, it went to the line hard held the other day, remember? We backed it at Flemington the final day. And never got a crack at him, remember? Yeah.
Yes. So much has happened since then, Tags. So much has happened.
Yeah, correct.
Race 6, number 8, Right You Are, is the favourite. Another Mar Eustace runner here, 5 into 360. Parisian Dancer, horse that prefers soft tracks, but was good on a good track last start, running 4th. It's been 9 into 6 as well. And then...
What about 5th position, sorry? 5th position, that might be over the odds, I reckon.
5th position, $17 for Price and Kent Jr. You can have in from 23. So there's been a little bit of money around for that horse. But let's go to the first leg of the quaddy, and it's the Magic Millions Sportsbet Ballarat 3- and 4-year-old classic, direct for Lloyd Kennewell, going for 3 on the spin. This preparation, 420 into 390, and a lead icon, 480 out to 5. A little deep, one start, one win, 950 into 650.
Yeah, number one, direct. He's come back 2 stone lighter this preparation, JJ, and hasn't been beaten since. The 1,100 is the worry, though, as he hasn't won beyond 1,000. It's a very even race with many chances. 1-3-4, 5-11. 1-3-4, 5-11.
Beautiful. Race 8 is the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup over 2,000 metres. I think about half a million on the line. And a tissue for Damien Oliver and Craig Waller, $3.10.
Yeah, that's his brother. Yeah.
Banker's Choice, $3.90. Let's hope he can train horses as well as his brother Chris. Lord Vladistock for Harry Coffey and Michael Hickmont at 11. Grand Slam, an interesting runner at $12.
Yeah, I think it's a two-horse race between a tissue who's flying and arguably should have won the Group 1 Empire Rose, and she got a just desserts the other day when she won the Matriarch. And Banker's Choice, I think, is the only danger to her. He draws perfectly one and will always have a tissue in his sights. Was 3.5 lengths off Zaki away for age in the McKinnon, back to handicap level suits, 3 and 4.
3 and 4, nice and skinny in the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup for the Tagster. Race 9 over the 1,200, Do Your Punk at 460. Tags, you're not allowed to say the name of that horse today on there. Please do not say the name, just call it number 15. Snapper, of course, was a long odds winner last start. We'll be hoping to do the same again at $5 and Curran at 8.
Yeah, as you say, interesting race with this up and coming here in number 15. This is his biggest test, and and comes into the race with a great gait and no weight after the claim. Of course, Snapper was good down the straight, winning after he took the bait. And the Nicolini Vito hasn't been far away in listed grade as well. So 4, 5, 10, 13 and 15. 4, 5, 10, 13 and 15. And Scoob's having a bit of a laugh.
Sorry, 4, 5. Yeah.
10, 13 and 15.
Okay, no need to yell at me.
I think it was a pity laugh, Tags, to be honest. Race number 10, the last on a massive, massive day of racing at Sportsbet Ballarat. I wish I was there, believe you me. The toppy detonated Jack. He did exactly that, Tags. He detonated at the furlong, and he was excellent. He's been well supported in early markets. This horse got to carry 16.5 kilos, but he is 4 from 5 in his career. He's $2.60. Munamek, the former overseas galloper at 450, and Wright and Rose for Peter Moody, the angry one, at 460.
Yeah, I think it's Detonate Jack. He's a serious galloper, this, as you saw first up. He's won 4 from 5, and his only defeat was in the Derby in South Australia. The question, is he looking for more ground now? Second up, as he stays at 1,400. The 8, Munamek, as you said, he's going to be hard to beat. So 1 and 8.
1 and 8.
1 and 8.
He's skinny in the last league as well.
$100 is going to cost.
$100 What is it for the whole box
whole unit? Yep.
Okay.
Can you just quickly read those numbers?
Yeah, I certainly can. Now, you're going to write them down. You got a pen and paper ready because Tags asked you to do that ages ago. The first leg.
Yeah, I'm punching them in.
1, 3, 4, 5, 11. Second leg of the quaddie, which is race 8, 3 and 4. Third leg, 4, 5, 10, 13, 15. And in the final leg, 1 and 8 for Tags. In the final leg, 1 and 8.
Now, you're going to be taking that for the Punters Club later on. You're going to throw your numbers in as well, JJ?
No, just yours. Okay. So that when it loses, they can come for you. And that's already been placed.
All those market movers, thanks to Werribee Isuzu Ute. They make buying cars easy. Werribee Isuzu, upgrade your old Ute into D-Max now. They are paying top dollar for your trade-in. Sorry, JJ, what were you saying?
Well, I was just wondering, what else are you going to let me know? Because I'm going to place the bets early, the best bets, and then you guys can follow them throughout the day because I'm not coming on to...
Correct.
What are your best bets?
Through the day.
Well, my best... Do I my best? Ballarat, race 5, number 2, Unanimous.
Oh, you've started up. My best is race 7, number 4, Elite Icon.
I reckon Carly Karma is going to win the Railway over in Perth.
Oh,
that's where I'm going to go. I reckon you'll nearly get a little bit of double figure.
Like it.
Between 8 and 10 to 1, I reckon you'll get Carly Karma. So that's where I'm heading in Perth. Josh, have a ripping rest of the holiday, and we'll see you back here next week in studio. Tags, have a wonderful day.
Good, you too.
Not Hutchie and Pickers
JJ,
coming up.
Trip.
Sammy Hargraves and Pickers coming up. Jeez, Pickers is going to have to work hard.
Sure.
The SEN app is now compatible with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So connect your car now to listen anywhere, anytime.
G'day, Mike Hussey here. Get on board Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. It's fun, free and easy to play. Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.